Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org.
In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of discussions about women who influenced classical composers, focusing on Beethoven's Unrequited Loves.
So Yehuda, tell me some more. You know, you've been talking to me about some of the ways in which women of famous male composers have affected them and inspired them to write and to perform. What's going on?
Well, last time we spoke about the many short-lived infatuations, this quest for companionship and love.
You mean Beethoven?
Beethoven,
yeah.
And at the same time, the fear of lasting commitment. And I mentioned the Moonlight Sonata, which was the result of one of those infatuations.
So let me ask you real quickly, as a deviation from what we're talking about, since Beethoven had all these lovers, did he leave children all over the place?
No.
You don't know? You don't know? Or you,
I know that he went to bed with some of them, but yes. I don't think there were any children.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he's moving impulsively.
Maybe he was impotent, but not in not in his writing.
I don't think so. No, no.
Just because he's your hero doesn't mean he didn't have problems like the rest of the world.
So he's moving impulsively from one liaison to another, and none is leading to a marriage, but leaving us with those masterpieces. Dedicated usually to young, attractive, aristocratic students or other ladies.
So could we say, Yehuda, that the proportionality becomes important here? So, for example, for a 16-year-old lover, he writes Moonlight Sonata. Well, there must have been some big mama who he wrote the Beethoven Ninth for, don't you think?
Alan, you should do some research and write your own book. So it's no surprise that he fell in and out of love with all those female students. One of them, another one, is Josephine. Now, this is not a young student. A student, but not young. A recently widowed countess, Josephine.
Whoa.
And she did not reciprocate his feeling and did not agree to sleep with him. And I'm going to read to you what she writes to him in a letter, just a little quote. "Do not tear my heart apart. Do not try to persuade me further. I love you inexpressibly, as one gentle soul does another. Are you not capable of this covenant? I am not receptive to other forms of love for the present." And then,
But she does say, "for the present."
Yeah, but then shortly afterwards, she writes another letter, which is really the breaking up point.
Yeah, the breaking.
And she says, "The pleasure of your acquaintance would have been the finest jewel of my life if you could have loved me less sensually. That I cannot satisfy this sensual love makes you angry with me. But I would have had to violate holy bonds if I gave heed to your longings." And that's it. It's all over. She's off to Budapest, and that's it.
Does it manifest itself in any of his magnificent music?
I'm sure it does. Let me tell you about another futile courtship. It's really sad, very sad. Right. And you'll see where it leads, finally. Another futile courtship was to Thérèse Malfatti. Malfatti.
Sure.
Who turned him down. At this point, he writes in another letter to a friend, Gleichenstein. And in the letter, he's talking to himself, really. And this is a quote from Beethoven's letter. "For you, poor Beethoven, no happiness can come from outside. You must create it in yourself. Only in the ideal world," which for him is music, of course, "can you find friends." Now, this really is the answer to your question about how he reacts to all those failures. which are really his own doing, his own making. I mean, it's his personality, it's his conflicts, it's his fears of commitment to a relationship. But that's what he writes. So we have to keep it in mind that it's not an outside kind of fate that befell him, that he was the cause, that he created this reality. But guess what? One of Beethoven's most popular and beloved little pieces. You hear it on cell phones. People use it as a signal. It's called "Für Elise," which is most likely a mistake and should be "Für Therese."
Sure, I know it well.
Yeah. It's written as a delicate bouquet to this young woman for Therese Malfatti. And here it is.
Beethoven's "Für Elise." Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. To learn more about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.